Chicago Bears legend Steve McMichael diagnosed with CTE months after death. By Dylan Gwynn on April 8, 2026. Legendary Chicago Bears defensive lineman Steve "Mongo" McMichael had stage 3 chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, according to Boston University. The 67-year-old member of the Bears' famed 1985 defense that led Chicago to its first and only Super Bowl championship died in April of 2025 after a bout with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, otherwise known as ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. A study of McMichael's brain at Boston University revealed the presence of CTE, according to the Concussion and CTE Foundation. CTE, a degenerative brain disease caused by repeated head trauma, can only be diagnosed after death. There is strong evidence linking repetitive brain trauma and ALS, said Dr. Ann McKee, director of the Boston University CTE Center and chief of neuropathology for the VA Boston healthcare system. In our CTE brain bank, about 6% of individuals with CTE also have ALS. McMichael is not alone among NFL players who have had ALS as well as CTE, as Sports Illustrated notes. Those players include Broncos defensive end Pete Durenko, Lions and Vikings linebacker Wally Hilgenberg, 49ers linebacker Eric Scoggins, Raiders running back Steve Smith, Raiders offensive lineman Mickey Marvin, and Eagles fullback Kevin Turner. After the revelation of her late husband's CTE diagnosis, McMichael's wife, Misty, said she had donated the former player's brain so the link between CTE and ALS could be further studied. By sharing Steve's diagnosis, we want to raise awareness of the clear connection between CTE and ALS, Misty said. Too many NFL players are developing ALS during life and diagnosed with CTE after death. I donated Steve's brain to inspire new research into the link between them. McMichael accumulated 95 sacks and 847 tackles during a 15-year NFL career spent almost entirely with the Chicago Bears.